you busy?
Sure, I'm busy resting.
Do you mind helping me with my French lesson?
It beats working.
You read me the English and I'll say it in French.
All right. How are you?
Comment allez-vous?
That's wrong. It's comment Alice Bowles.
No, I was right. The French write words differently than the way they say them.
I did the same thing in school. Only they called it bad spelling.
Read me the next one.
How come you're so interested in learning French all of a sudden?
Well, with you working here full time, there's not enough for me to do. So rather than go crazy, I decided to take up something.
Well, why don't you take up cleaning? Then you could help me.
Read the next question.
Oui, oui, mademoiselle.
I'm not a mademoiselle. I'm a madam.
Well, I sure hope Mr. Jefferson don't find that out. I'd hate to spoil that good mood he's been in. What's gotten into him?
Well, I think he's got some big deal cooking, but he won't tell me what it is. He wants to surprise me. Oh, I'll get that, Florence.
Oh, thank you.
While you do the bedroom closets.
I knew there was a catch to it. You sure you don't want me to help you do the door?
The closets, Florence.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, Louise. Well, George forgot the cleaning again, so I thought I'd bring him up to you.
Ben, you shouldn't have to deliver up.
Hey, I'm the manager of the store. I can send whoever I want to, so I sent me.
Because you know I wouldn't let you leave without a cup of coffee.
You saw right through me.
Well, come in. Florence!
You sure it's no trouble?
For you, never.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Florence. How you doing?
I'm doing too much, as usual.
Would you bring us some coffee, please?
Good idea. It's about time I had a coffee break.
And don't forget the cream and sugar, s'il vous plaît.
We got the cream and sugar, but I think we all out of s'il vous plaît.
So when did you start talking French?
Well, I've been taking French lessons for when George and I go to Paris.
Well, that's funny. George never told me anything about going there.
That's because I haven't told him yet.
There's a lot of flying and sightseeing to cram into one day.
One day?
Well, you'll never get George to take off more than a Sunday. He loves working better than anybody I ever knew.
And I wonder who he learned that from. Did you know that Ben gave George his first job?
Anybody can make a mistake. How long have you known Mr. Jefferson?
Well, let's see. I'm over 60 now. Must be more than 30 years I've known George. Well, he was no more than 16. I was working in this cleaning store in Harlem, see? And one day, George come running in there with these two big, bad dudes chasing after him. What a sight. Two big sledgehammers after one little toothpick.
Now, I wish I could have seen that.
I don't mind telling you, I was scared.
And then what happened?
Well, the first thing George did was to run behind the counter and grab hold of my hand. And then he yelled, "Come one more step and my dad will cave your head in." Then he looked at me. My soul nearly left my body. Well, I couldn't help liking that little kid. It was something about the way he stood there that gave me some spine. And before I knew it, it was us against them. And what a battle.
Mr. Jefferson sure was lucky to have you on his side.
No, he wasn't, because they beat the hell out of both of us. By the time I got myself up, I said, "Son, the next time you get in trouble, don't come in here." And George said, "Don't worry. The next time I get myself in trouble, I'm going to find somebody who can fight."
And you still hired him after all that?
Well, I felt sorry for him. His father was dead. He quit school so he could find work. So I talked on into letting me hire him.
You know, Ben, if it wasn't for you, George wouldn't be where he is today.
Oh, sure he would. Wheezy, I got me some big news. I mean big news. I mean big, 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 big. Ma, Ben, I'm glad you're here. You can help us celebrate.
What about me?
You can help, too. Get some glasses for us.
What's the big news?
I'm selling out.
You're what?
I'm selling out all my stores. You ever hear of Allco Enterprises?
No.
Well, Allco Enterprises owns everything from bowling alleys to restaurants. They're what you call a conglomerate.
That's because they glom onto anything they can get their hands on.
And
they're buying out all my stores, paying me cash for the stores, plus they pay me a big salary to stay on and manage them. What do you think of that?
Well,
Florence, I thought I told you to get some glasses.
Wait, Florence. George, you're your own boss now. You may not like working for someone else. Maybe you're moving too quickly.
And I'll tell you something else that I'm getting. A regular paid vacation. 4 weeks a year.
Well, what are you waiting for? Grab it! You heard Mr. Jefferson. Get some glasses and fast.
Yes, ma'am.
George, I'm so happy. Will you take me to France on our first vacation?
You got it.
When can we leave?
Next Friday.
Next Friday? That's wonderful.
You make all the arrangements, get a new set of luggage, and we'll fly out of here Friday night, and we won't have to come back till Monday morning.
Monday morning?
Oh, yeah, that's right, Weezy. I need a good night's sleep. Make that Sunday night.
But what happened to the 4 weeks vacation?
Allco Enterprises making me a vice president. As a big executive, I gotta work harder than anybody else.
Then what's the big deal about this big deal?
Weren't you listening? They're gonna give me a lot of money.
But we've got enough now.
They're also taking all the worries off my hands.
How?
Well, if a machine breaks down, they gotta take care of it. See, they're taking care of all of my headaches.
Here you are.
Well, most of my headaches.
I gotta hand it to you, George. You sure got a good head for business.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it without you, Ben. And I surely couldn't have done it without you, Weezy. Behind every successful man, there stands a good woman.
Oh, that's the nicest thing you ever said about me.
George, here's to your success. You earned all the good things that's going to happen to you.
I'm not the only one good things are going to happen to, Ben. You and all of my workers are going to get lots of benefits, including medical insurance, cost of living raises, and paid vacations.
Hey, you got to be jiving.
No, I ain't. It says so right here in the company rules book. Look for yourself.
No, I'll take your word for it.
Let me see that.
For what?
Now that you're a big executive, I'd like a few benefits, too. And there must be something in here I ain't never thought of.
Well, everybody, grab some lunch and get back to work.
Wait a minute, Ben. You're going to have lunch right here in the executive kitchen. Florence, get us some lunch.
Mm-hmm. What'll it be?
Well, something befitting the vice president of Allco Enterprises' dry cleaning division and his new administrative assistant. Ha-ha!
Two bologna sandwiches coming up.
Have some more champagne, man.
Well, I don't know.
Go on. It comes under executive expense. I'll write it off my taxes.
Yeah, and you're going to have plenty of those.
So what? I'll just get me a good tax shelter.
What's a tax shelter?
It's like welfare, only it's for the rich.
Ben, I'm putting you in charge of a lot of things from here on in.
Mr. Jefferson, can I see you a minute?
As soon as you finish making our lunch, you can.
I think you want to hear this, Mr. Jefferson. Didn't you say you was over 60?
Yeah, I'm 63. Why?
Because I just found another benefit you're going to get from Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
He's going to fire you.
Uh-oh. What?
Florence, what are you talking about?
It says here, when an employee reaches 60, he gets the axe.
You're going to have to fire me?
No. I read this book. I don't remember seeing that.
It's right there.
Oh. See, that's how dumb you are. It don't say nothing about being axed. It says terminated.
Well, they ain't going to axe me. They're going to kill me.
Hold on. Everybody, just relax. Now, ain't nobody going to be axed. fired, or terminated.
But it says in the book, right?
Now, look, George Jefferson don't go by no book. All I got to do is pick up the phone for the executive vice president and tell him, look, you can't fire my main man. Me and the VIP are just like that.
Thanks, George. Ain't that boy something? He's going to straighten up them big wheels.
It's the least he can do.
Hello, Mr. Sparks, please. George Jefferson speaking. Hello, Mr. Sparks. What? Oh, okay. Jim. Jim, this is George. How you doing? Well, look, Jim, we got ourselves a problem down here. Oh, no, it's got nothing to do with the deal. Well, see, one of my employees, he's over 60. Yeah, I know what the rule book says, but see, Ben is my right-hand man. And I know Al couldn't want me to chop off my right hand.
George is leaning on it.
Sure, I know that. Fine.
I didn't like the sound of all them uh-huhs. A lot of uh-huhs usually mean uh-oh.
Well, what did he say? Is Ben gonna get fired?
No, he ain't.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thanks, George.
He's gonna be retired.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference between fired and retired?
2 months' pay and a farewell lunch.
Look, Ben, old buddy, as Jim was saying on the phone, the company's got this mandatory retirement policy.
Why?
So we can make room for the bright young guys to get to the top.
But you ain't got no bright young guys to make room for.
I know, but it ain't just that, see. If we keep the older workers on and the health insurance goes up, which cuts into profits.
George, I'm in good shape.
George, this is plain stupid. Can't all co-enterprises make an exception in Ben's case?
Please, if you get off my back.
But it's not fair.
Well, it ain't my fault.
No, wait. I don't want you two fighting over me.
You see that, Weez? You're getting Ben all upset. Come on over here, Ben. Look, Ben, retirement ain't the end of the world.
It's not?
No, I mean, look, you get a chance to do some of the things you always wanted to do, like sleep late in the morning, relax, you know, play checkers in the park.
With the muggers and the wino.
Feed the pigeons.
If your heart can stand the excitement.
Well, you know, you get a chance to travel. Well, Europe or Japan or...
You don't travel to Japan on Social Security.
Okay, so there's Chinatown. Same thing, only cheaper.
Look, all right, George. I know you're trying to make me feel good. But really, I enjoy working. And since Alberta passed on, I'm alone now. There ain't much for me to be going home for. Every morning when I wake up, I thank God for two things. One, for letting me wake up, and two, for having a store to go to. That's my family now.
Oh, Ben.
Oh, that's all right, Louise. I'll see you all later.
George, you gonna let him go just like that?
Of course not.
Oh, you're not?
This is me, Ben. George, you think I'm gonna let you leave like that after all these years? No way.
Oh, thank goodness.
You're going to leave in style. I'm going to throw you the biggest retirement party anyone ever had.
Party?
We'll rent a ballroom in a fancy hotel, hire a band, get a big cake, and you'll be the guest of honor.
Yeah, George, that's real nice.
Aren't you forgetting the gold watch?
Okay, so we get you one of those, too.
No, George, I won't need no gold watch. Because when I stop working, there'll be no place I'll have to be on time. Bye.
Oh, wait, Ben. Aren't you going to stay for lunch?
No, Louise. It seems like I've lost my appetite. I guess you don't eat as much when you're old.
Oh, that's nice, George. Give a party for good old Ben, and then we'll kick him out.
Wheezy.
I think folks who are able to work ought to be allowed to work.
I think so, too. Get back to work.
Ha, 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 ha.
could you do this to Ben? Pushing him out into the cold just because he's over 60.
It ain't my fault. I didn't invent retirement. The government did.
Oh, yeah? Then why is Gerald Ford running for president? He's 63.
Maybe he lied about his age.
Look, Weezy, if it was up to me, I'd keep Ben on. It's all Cole Enterprises that's letting him go.
It's not just Ben. You have someone over 60 in every store, and they are some of your best workers.
What are you getting so upset about? Maybe they want to retire. Old folks do all right. They get Social Security and food stamps.
Uh-huh. $200 a month and all the dog food they can eat.
That's a lie. You can't buy dog food with food stamps.
Forced retirement is terrible, and somebody ought to do something about it. And I think you should call off that merger.
Are you crazy? We're going to be walking on Easy Street.
Is that all you can think of? Have you forgotten all that Ben has done for you?
No.
Then what are you going to do about it?
I'm getting out of here. That's what I'm
doing. You're just running off because you don't have a good answer.
Yes, I do have a good answer.
Okay, let's hear it.
You're wrong.
Do you come here often? You know, you and I have a lot in common. We're both jolly well potted. Sorry.
Scotch on the rocks, please.
Why, Mr. Jefferson, forgive me. You've been sitting here all this time and I didn't even notice you. I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry you noticed me too, Benny.
Then it's all right. You know, an hour ago I was in a state of euphoria.
Yeah, you should go back there. Any place is better than New York.
And now I'm in the clefts of doom. Glenn? The depths of gloom.
Do you mind, Bentley? I'm in enough gloom of my own.
Oh, good. You know the old saying, misery loves company.
Thank you. I got another one. One's company, two's a crowd.
I've got a wonderful idea.
Hey!
Why don't you tell me your sad story, and I will tell you mine. You go first. Aren't you drinking?
I thought I was.
This time, don't forget to bring one for my friend. Go on.
Well, there's this big corporation that wants to buy out all my stores, which gives me a chance to become a big executive and make a lot of money.
That is a sad story. Let me tell you mine. I met Muriel one afternoon.
I didn't finish yet. Louise is mad at me because this company is going to do some things that she doesn't like.
Such as?
Well, you know Ben, the manager of my store next door?
Yeah, salt of the earth.
Well, Ben's over 60, and...
That's a peculiar saying, isn't it? Salt of the earth? We don't say pepper of the earth.
What?
Or mustard of the earth.
The point is, this guy has worked hard all of his life. So don't you think a man his age is entitled to sit back and take it easy for a change?
I understand exactly what you're saying, Mr. Jefferson.
You do?
Certainly. You're throwing Ben on the scrap heap.
They're making me retire him, see? It ain't my fault. Why should I feel guilty?
Then why should I feel guilty about Muriel? Oh, Muriel. She's the salt, pepper, and mustard of the earth all rolled into one. A seasoned veteran in the spicy game of love. It's salt and pepper. Seasoned.
Bentley!
Mandatory retirement. That's too bad. I see they'll be retiring you, too, in 12 years' time.
Say what?
Oh, yes, the retirement program isn't limited to employees like Ben. It includes management, too. It's right here.
Management? You mean when I'm 60, they're going to give me the axe?
Well, didn't you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Ain't nobody throwing me out when I'm 60. What do you expect me to do?
Well, it might be rather nice. You'll be able to sleep late.
Feed the pigeon. Play checkers in the park.
Oh, what a pleasant thought.
You gotta be kidding.
Sometimes I feel like getting away from it all myself. Just Muriel and me, far from the madding crowd. If only Muriel could understand that. If only Muriel's husband could understand that.
Lunch, you're too late.
There are more important things in life than lunch.
Well, hallelujah.
And Ben is one of them. I'm calling off the merger.
What?
I'm calling off the deal. You were right, I was wrong.
George, do you mean it?
I mean it.
What changed your mind?
I changed my own mind. Nobody's got to tell me the difference between right and wrong. And taking a man like Ben, any man, and retiring him in the prime of his life is definitely wrong.
Oh, George, I'm so proud of you.
So I just said to myself, how would I feel if I was in this place?
Right.
So I'm just going to call Jim Sparks and tell him the deal's off.
Ah, Mr. Jefferson, you forgot your book.
Thank you, Bentley.
It's a lucky thing you did, too, because after you left, I perused it more carefully.
You did what to him?
And you know something? I was wrong.
About what?
The mandatory retirement rule does not apply to you, only to your employees.
What? You mean they can't kick me out after I'm 60?
That's right.
That's too crazy.
Did you hear that, Lindsay? I heard it.
So now
So that's how you able to put yourself in Ben's place.
But don't you understand, Wheezy? Everything's okay now.
Is it, George?
Now, Wheezy, the... Yeah, you're right. Nothing's changed for Ben. Okay, I'll call off the deal.
Oh, I'm glad, George, you're doing the right thing. If you had to retire Ben, you could never live with yourself.
No, that's where you're wrong. I couldn't live with you.
Recorded on tape in front of a studio